also been organized. I think while I was doing a theory, I lived in this kind of manic world. I made my life manic by doing too much all the time. And I could never succeed. I always felt like I wasn't doing something that I was supposed to be doing. I had the lists going, and there was always this panic, you know, and I was always just doing. And it's taken a while for me to do less, and I'm still not good at relaxing, really. But when I'm on holiday, I don't tend to do that. Yeah. But relaxing in my life, I have a hard time doing. I have to be doing something that's productive. When my mind is productive, you know. And sometimes being productive to me is meditating. I mean, if it
moves me forward in some way, whether it's reading a script instead of a book, that reading a script is easy for me than reading a book, but I like the kind of person that reads books more. So I aspire to read books, and I try very hard. But most of the time when I travel, I take about 6 books with me, and about half of one is finished. Unless, of course, it's a book that I might be looking at as a possible option, then it's moving me forward, and then you know it's a mad option. So I think I've settled down a bit, and I've also learned over and over and over and over again that my perception of a situation is not necessarily, and most likely not, what's actually happening. I think in my experience in life is that we experience the world around us as we either want to see it or as we need to see it at any given moment, based on what we come to the world with, based on our fears, our likes, our dislikes, mostly our fears. And so most situations we will have a tendency to perceive them based on what we think of ourselves and what we think of people around us. And what I've found is that it's much more effective and a much more peaceful existence when one doesn't try and jump to conclusions or judge a situation at the moment, but allows it to be and thank you.